City Limits is a production of WAER, Syracuse Public Media, and is funded by generous grant support from the Central New York Community Foundation, Grossman St. Amour CPAs, National Grid, and listeners like you. To support the project, visit the City Limits About page at citylimitsproject.org.
41,000 Syracuse residents were below the poverty line in 2016.
At its core, poverty is about pushing down instead of having an opportunity to go up.
It's, generally speaking, lack of access to opportunity.
This is City Limits, a poverty project.
Welcome to City Limits. I'm Katie Zolkowski. Black mothers are 3 to 4 times more likely to die from childbirth than white mothers are in the United States, and Syracuse is not exempt from the statistic. In Syracuse specifically, the population most likely to be in poverty is also the population most likely to have complications or die from pregnancy. Poor Black women. In an interview for City Limits at the end of 2018, Greater Syracuse Hope Executive Director Osha Keaton mentioned the issue was on her mind going into the new year.
We will start having more open and honest conversation around the maternal death rates among women of color, and how can we provide support to them, and how can we better utilize the doula program so that they can have a more informed birth.
Conversations about maternal death rates are happening in New York. In March of this year, a state task force found that the maternal mortality rate in New York State for Black women was over 3 times higher than for white women. Black mothers faced 51.6 deaths per 100,000 births. That's compared to 15.9 deaths for white mothers in the same time period. To try and increase the health of women and families of color, the task force came up with 10 recommendations for the state. It's a wide range of recommendations, including training hospitals on implicit racial bias, enhancing community health services, and covering doulas under Medicaid.
Doulas, it's a profession.
Dr. Sandra Lane is a professor of public health at Syracuse University.
Who help women during pregnancy and during childbirth, and then after the birth. They know a lot about what happens in childbirth and what the medical options are. To help them understand it fully and support whatever decision the woman and her doctor helps her to choose.
Dr. Lane says doula care has been shown to decrease the likelihood of death in women who are at risk for negative health outcomes. Sequoia Kemp is a doula in Syracuse and the founder of Doula for a Queen.
We help people to have a lower cesarean rate, shorter birthing and laboring experiences. And so as a doula, I am looking at, you know, does this person have good social support? And then how can those lack of support then cause them to have health issues? Are they going to have high blood pressure? Will they have experience anxiety or depression? So all of these things are related.
Kemp says the fear among Black women around pregnancy is not something that's taken lightly.
Black women are scared. I have people come to me and like, you know, in my intake, I'm like, what are your fears? What are your anxieties? Like, what are you looking forward to? And people are just like, I don't want to die. And I'm like, it's real.
In Syracuse, doulas provide a way for pregnant people to get more attention and spend more time asking questions. With pregnancy comes a lot of unexpected changes to the body. Kemp says pain, high blood pressure, and the release of hormones can cause a pregnant person discomfort and anxiety. And going to see an OBGYN can often be hard for patients due to time or insurance restraints.
Especially in Syracuse, right, we don't have as many providers as we need based on your health insurance. You know, if you are only able to see this particular type of doctor who takes this insurance and that office has, you know, 100 patients right now, you're probably not seeing your doctor until you're in your second trimester. You know, we have to think about if somebody is not getting the treatment and the care that they needed within those first 3 months, of course we're going to see health disparities.
Kemp charges patients at her organization, Doula for a Queen, on a sliding payment scale. But she says money really is the thing keeping her and other doulas from expanding into more of Syracuse's communities.
I would love to be a doula to 15 women for completely for free, but I can't physically do that, right? So I think that as we come closer to Medicaid or just insurance-based doula care through insurances in New York State, we're going to see that more birthing people will feel as though like, it's an option for them.
Part of Governor Andrew Cuomo's plan to improve maternal health and decrease racial disparities in New York is offering Medicaid coverage of doulas. The first state-funded doula pilot program launched in Erie County on March 1st of this year. For City Limits, I'm Katie Zolkowski.
Thanks for listening to City Limits, a production of WAER Syracuse Public Media. Find more from this series at citylimitsproject.org. And subscribe in Apple Podcasts for automatic delivery of new episodes.